While many sought refuge from the rain over the weekend, the Haynes Dolphins swim team let the wet times roll. It was all smiles at the post-race party, where a conga line of volunteers carried warm pizzas up the access ramp to hungry swimmers emerging from the locker rooms. While the Haynes Dolphin swim team started in 1997, Saturday was the first time trial ever for Joe Miller, Raven Parker, Azio Walsh, Relian Forster, Key Montalupriò, and Dames Greg. Hopped up on endorphins, several of the young swimmers happily took my microphone to interview each other and anyone willing to be ambushed.
What races did you do?
5, 150 backstroke and 50 freestyle.
Were you happy with how you did?
Yeah. Yeah, boy. What did you like from this race?
I like the taste of the water.
About 30 kids make up the Dolphins roster. Their season runs from late August through April. Ages range from high school age to as young as 5. If a 5-year-old can swim across the pool, they're welcome to join. Head coach Sydney Ray started swimming young, and she still swims competitively. She travels for masters competitions and is coached by the same person who coached her when she was the age of many of her Dolphins. This is her third season as head coach.
So this is a USA Swimming, it's a club team, and that just means that the governing body of the Haynes Dolphins swim team is USA Swimming. And so when the kids come here and they swim at a time trial, their times, they get recorded in like a database, and they get to watch as they get older, they get to watch themselves improve, and we have like a metric for how well they're doing.
Coordinating a time trial is a large endeavor, and the Dolphins cast a wide net across the community to fill the dozens of volunteers it requires. For the first time trial of the season, pool staff, parents, and board members braved torrential rain at 9 a.m. on Saturday to help, many of them using the event as training to become timers and officials. The officials at Sunday's time trial are a lot of the same officials who conduct high school meets. Haynes High School had a swim team last year, but doesn't have the numbers to field a team this year. The Dolphins fill the void, and Ray tries to match the high school competition calendar with time trials to keep the team motivated.
So we got a lot of young kids, and hopefully like they stay excited about swimming and want to keep doing it. And the best way that I know how to do that is for them to see how much better they're getting. That the next time they're at a time trial, they see their times and they're having fun with their friends, and they also are improving and getting better. So
the Dolphins travel to Juneau for the Southeast Championships the first weekend in April. The team will hold more time trials to prepare, and on March 9th they will hold a Swimboree fundraiser. Board member Jessica Edwards explains the upcoming event.
The Swimboree is a type of fundraiser that is done in swim clubs all across the country to raise money. So it's basically an opportunity for the swimmers to go around and get pledges from family and friends and the community supporters. And then we have a Swimboree event where the swimmers will perform a number of lengths of the pool that they've set out when they start their fundraising.
Swimmers will have 2 hours to see how many pool lengths they can finish. Anyone interested can sponsor a swimmer with a flat donation or can pledge to sponsor each length completed. Fiscal responsibility is advised. Some Dolphins can swim upwards of 200 lengths. Donations can be made by visiting HaynesDolphins.org and clicking Donate. Each swimmer has their own profile where sponsors can donate directly to each athlete online. The team's goal is $10,000. Money raised will stay in Haynes to fund swim team essentials like pool rental and coach salaries. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.